What's up, Dutch Nation? Today on the podcast, we got something a little different. We recently had Cubs perform for our 20-year anniversary of Southern Oregon Dutch Bros under Ty Sullivan at Red Lily Vineyard, which is a beautiful place. So we recorded a little interview on location, Brant and him. So they figured they'd have a little convo over a game of cornhole. And if you're wondering what all those bag rattling sounds and occasional thuds are, it's the game of cornhole. But Cubs is a pretty cool cat, down to earth, humble guy, super stoked on Dutch Bros. And we were fortunate enough to have him open both of our Coachapalooza events this year. So it's been a cool relationship. And we were excited to share a few little words of wisdom from him and his journey. Sit back, relax. Maybe put on his new EP afterwards and enjoy the Cubs podcast.
What's going on, guys? Brant Boersma here. I am with my good friend Cubs. We're at Red Lily. We're about to have a bitchin' time with a bunch of people from Dutch Bros and all the mafia out here in Southern Oregon. And so we're gonna play a little cornhole to just warm up and get the night going.
Warm up for the show.
Yeah, how you doing?
I'm good, man. I'm good.
Okay, so cornhole, we're going to do a quick game. Okay. Playing to 11.
Mm-hmm. So you just have to hit the white thing in general and you get points.
Yeah, it's if you slide it in the hole, it's even better.
We'll cross that bridge when we come to it.
Okay, I'll go first. Shane's going to be your teammate.
Okay.
I'll be teammates with TJ over there.
Me and Shane are matching from the waist down.
I've noticed that. So. I know. He actually changed because he saw what you were wearing.
Hell yeah, bro. Okay, yeah. So we going back and forth?
Yep, so you go. You all alternate right. Shots, yeah.
So high and soft.
Okay. Usually it's just nice and lofty. I usually play on the pro leagues, but
right.
Taking a
it's
break.
Off season.
Yeah,
I know what you mean. It's gonna be a long game, buddy.
It's gonna be a long game. Now, okay, I want to talk to you a little bit about what's going on here. This is not your first time performing for us.
No, it's my third. Dutch Bros shows are literally like the best shows we've ever done. I've never been taken like such good care of. Sound guys are notoriously like mean and
yeah.
Just like, you know, kind of stuck up and. Your sound guys are just as sweet as y'all are, so. Oh!
Wow!
But yeah, definitely, it's been like the best experience performing in my entire life.
Where are you guys from originally?
Well, I'm from Portland, Oregon. Moved down to LA like 2016. My band, my drummer's from Missouri, and my guitarist is from Little Rock, Arkansas.
Okay.
Yeah.
So you guys are from kind of everywhere, huh?
Right, yeah.
You being from Oregon, had you been to Dutch Bros before then?
I first started going to Dutch Bros. The first one opened up on Tualatin Sherwood Road. I used to live in Tualatin.
Okay.
And I didn't drink coffee, right? Because I was like 14 or something.
Yeah.
And so I was like, what's like sweet, you know? I was also like a super little fat kid and I like ride my bike up there and I wouldn't know what to get. So they'd be like, get a Milky Way Freeze.
Yeah.
Which is just a milkshake pretty much, right?
Oh yeah.
It's just caramel.
A little caffeine kick in it.
Right, yeah. And so I started getting one every day.
You're still drinking those, well, we call them caramelizers now because Milky Way didn't like us to call them.
I get that. Yeah.
You get it?
Yeah.
What,
step off Milky Way.
You still drink those freezes?
No. Like, I only drink coffee when I'm fasting. So like I'll drink that with like some BHB salts.
Yeah.
A street name for bath salts. Just kidding. It's ketone salts. So, yeah, I use that. And then I'll just drink coffee like for 24 hours and not eat.
Yeah.
So.
Just black then?
Just black.
Well, with the salts in it.
Yeah.
And I saw that you're drinking kombucha.
Mm-hmm. I drink that quite a bit. You guys should come out with the kombucha.
Well, you know what? I think that'd be awesome.
Yeah.
I'm a fan of kombucha. My wife loves it. I told you earlier she's been making her own, which is kind of cool. So maybe I can just have her going full time.
She should make alcoholic kombucha. That's the best.
I've never had that.
Really? There's some in my trailer. You should try it.
Really?
Yeah. Oh, that's a point.
You've been extremely busy over the last couple of weeks. You've been traveling all over. When you're in that peak season, that kind of busy, steady, moving, going, what do you do to stay energized and to stay kind of focused and stay centered so that you're not getting exhausted, not overdoing it, not going too crazy?
Dude, I haven't figured that out yet.
Yeah, right.
I haven't. I mean, so like when we did the Kesha tour, that was the first time I was like, okay, every time we play a show, we just want to party and drink and like have a good time after because it's like, that's part
it's
of life.
Awesome,
you need to celebrate those high moments. You know, after day three, I was like, dude, I really need to chill out.
Mm-hmm.
So having like long drives and stuff and like travel days, those are good for days for just like fasting and like trying to be present and listening to podcasts and feeding your brain a little. And that's the only thing I've like even remotely figured out.
What kind of podcast are you listening to?
Definitely, like, I'm a Roganite, for sure.
Oh, gosh, me too. I love
him. I listen to Armchair Expert, and then I listen to a lot of just, like, woo-woo type, like, manifestation podcasts and, like, self-development. Your high should just be doing this, not, like, partying afterwards.
Yeah. It does get hard to not want to because you want to celebrate,
excited.
Like you said.
Yeah,
and it's like, this is great and this is cool. I imagine getting to go on tour with Kesha, that had to have been pretty pretty radical.
Yeah, it was very radical. It was a huge shift for me. It was a big honor. You know, we didn't have like a tour manager. We didn't have like a big crew like all these pros do, right? Just Steve came out of nowhere and just like met us and like helped us through and like rookies, man. Like,
yeah, that's okay though. There's
totally
nothing wrong with that.
Totally.
You know, pain is a great teacher.
Oh yeah.
It's those humiliation, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
So how long have you been doing music?
Since I started drinking Dutch Bros, literally. Since 14.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Did you start writing or did you just start kind of just
I picked up my dad's guitar because I went to high school and everybody already knew each other and I had no friends and I got bullied a lot and I was like, dude, there's no way I'm ever going to get laid. Ever. So I picked up my dad's guitar and I taught myself how to play a G and a C and a D. And I learned how to play some Elton John songs.
Yeah.
And then I started a band and that band turned to pop punk, like Taking Back Sunday type stuff.
Yeah.
And then hardcore bands, like I used to scream and stuff. Then I started rapping and then rapping got me into some trouble and then I turned to singing.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, you do. You have a unique, like, flowy. I'd never heard your stuff at all. We're going to book this band Cubs to open for Kocha. And I was like, okay, cool. And I could check this song out. And I was like, whoa, like, you have that one hit with the Cheat Codes that went kind of bananas for you.
It did.
But I got to be honest with you, I think Vicodin is my favorite song of yours.
Hell yeah, thanks, man.
It's a great song.
Yeah, Feels Good's definitely not my favorite song. Like, we wrote it.
Yeah.
But, like, my friend, we went over to his house for a session, and he had, like, this 80s type, like, 16 Candles sounding song. And I was like, this is so goofy. It was kind of a joke. And then the joke was, Cheat Codes was like, that's awesome.
Yeah,
I was like, oh, okay.
Now, you just came out with the EP.
I did.
Rivers.
That I did. River.
It's just River.
River EP.
River EP.
I think I wanted to call it The River, and then when it came out, it was just called River. I was like,
that works. Talk to me about that whole process. I mean, this is your first EP.
Yeah. As you maybe know, like, I had a lot of singles out for, like, a year. Was it two? I don't know.
Yeah.
And no bodies of work. It started to really frustrate me. You know, I told my team, I was like, we need to have more stuff out, because everyone's like, why don't you have more music out? I write so much music, you know? I have so much laying around. Yeah. I just wanted to release it, and they're like, dude, what's the point of releasing it? Do you want just to go on SoundCloud and, like, hope that it goes viral, or do you want to, like, do this right? So we waited, like, 8 months to partner up with Caroline, the music label, just for distribution, and it's the best thing we've ever done.
It's a mellow. It's smooth, you know? There's a smoothness to it.
Yeah.
It definitely feels a little more unique to you.
Right.
It's pretty awesome.
It's pretty melancholy, too.
Yeah.
All my music is, really.
Yeah, I love it, though. It's great.
Hey!
Wow!
That's us. That's
Dunker.
Our team. The next one can be very different. Like, this one is, like, kind of chill, down-tempo, smooth electronic. The next one's going to be, like, a more, like, messy, almost chaotic, urban-leaning, funky, like, new sound.
Yeah.
And the one after that's going to be more, like, indie rock, like, 1975, M83, MGMT kind of sound.
Yeah.
So, my biggest fear is, like, getting locked down into a genre, or, like, a sound.
Why be stuck in one
style? I might as well just let my voice be the sound, you know?
Yeah. I mean, when can we expect to have those EPs come out?
By Christmas, both of them will be out.
Yeah.
Bitchin'. Yeah. Single EP. Yeah. Music videos.
Now, you do have a music video coming out pretty soon here.
Yeah, we have a lyric video coming out, and then right when we get home, after some crash dieting, we're gonna film the video for Contraband.
Nice.
Yeah.
When you start to go out on tour, is it like, hey, dude, I need to prep. I need to go get ready. I need to go.
Yeah, I just need to clean out the system. I'll eat really clean for like 21 days, and I'll lose like 10 pounds. The faster you lose weight, the quicker you gain it. So I've always had like a weight issue my whole life. So it's easy to lose it, but it always comes back.
You look great.
Thank you, bro. Thank you.
You know,
thank you.
Well, what's the score, Shane?
The game kind of ended, so we're going to 21 now.
Oh, okay.
So Shane and I already won.
I'm so numb anyways. It doesn't matter.
You can't hurt what's already.
You can't hurt what's already broken.
Yeah.
When you're going out to go on stage, do you get anxious?
Always. Yeah.
What do you do to kind of calm all that stuff?
Nothing.
It doesn't stop you, obviously.
There's nothing to do. See, some people, like, they always, like, get themselves hyped up, you know, and they're like, I've tried that, and I just feel like a douche doing that.
Yeah, totally.
So I just need to be quiet, and I just need to close my eyes and, like, think about all the things I'm thankful for. And
well, I tell you, a comforting thing, hopefully, is that there's a lot of people here that have been to Kocha's, have seen you before, are super pumped to hear you again.
Yeah.
You know, and had a great time. And so I don't know if that adds more pressure or not to you.
Not at all.
Well, I know that it's been super smooth working with you guys. And you guys have a humbleness to you, which is awesome.
Yeah.
I hope you never lose that. I think it's easy to lose it once you gain a lot of attention and stuff. And I don't think you guys have.
I think that you can lose your patience the more famous you get. But, like, I don't really know any other way, because that's just my parents were that way. You know, and having the relationship I do with my girlfriend, I think that will always keep me right here on the ground. So she's the best.
They're good for that, man. They're very good for that. Significant others, they know how to call you out.
Yeah. Oh yeah.
Hey, I want to dedicate this one to Shane. for that little hair right there sticking off the side.
Oh! Hey! That was for you, Shane.
Okay, last question. You're doing the thing that you love.
Yeah.
So what would you say to those people that are trying to pursue themselves and where they're at and figuring it all out?
I think that we spend a lot of our time trying to change who we are to accommodate what we want to be. I think that people don't spend enough time in themselves and with themselves. I think that it's important to explore like your own limitations and your own consciousness. I was a person that I hated for most of my adult life until 20 something, you know, until I picked up a book about mindfulness. So I would say, stay in your mind, live in your heart, and whatever you want to do, just as long as you keep doing it and you do it with the right intention, it can't not happen. You will create that frequency that will just attract it to you. You are all you have and all you will ever have. You are all you can ever offer to anybody else, so you need to work on that. Make sure that that is good to go.
Thank you for coming again.
Thanks for having me.
It's been an awesome season with Cubs.
And, good game, boys.
Did we win? We won that one.
Yeah. Did the team switch?
We all won.
Yeah.
We all won. We'll take it. All right, well, guys, Cubs, we're out here at Red Lily. He's about to go on stage in a bit here and jam with us tonight, so we hope that you guys are having a bitchin' life. See you, man.
Thanks, buddy.
See you, Dutch Nation.